Saint Broquero was born as Jose Gabriel de Rosario Broquero in Argentina on the 16th of March 1840, the fourth of 10 children to Ignacio Broquero and Petrona Davila. Now Saint Broquero entered the seminary of Our Lady of Loreto at the age of 16 and was ordained a priest at the age of 26 for the Archdiocese of Cordoba on the 4th of November 1866. Now as a priest, after teaching philosophy at a seminary for a few years, Father Broquero was assigned to the large diocese of St. Albert, 1,675 square miles with 10,000 far-flung parishioners in the rural Great Highlands region of Argentina. Now the region's poor residents were cut off from the rest of the country. As Father Broquero saw it, he was not only tasked with their spiritual care, but as incorporating them as citizens and extending to them all the privileges and resources thereof. Not deterred by altitude, distance or bad weather, Father Broquero was known for riding throughout the countryside of his parish on the back of a mule to bring his people the sacraments, always wearing a poncho or sombrero in the style of a gaucho or Argentinian cowboy. Now on muleback, he carried an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mass kit, and a prayer book so that he was always prepared to offer the sacraments. He established a house of exercises where his people could participate in spiritual exercises and helped found a school for girls. He is also credited with building post and telegram stations, for building nearly 125 miles of roads, and for helping plan the railroad in the area. Now that relationship with his parishioners was what made him exceptional as both as a pastor and a public servant. Father Broquero kept close to all members of his community, from the poorest of his parishioners to the well-to-do patrons. "Woe, if the devil is going to rob his soul from me," he is held to have said, capturing his determined spirit to be close to his people no matter what. Father Broquero was known for being particularly close to the poor and the sick and helped care for those who contracted cholera during the epidemic in 1867. Eventually, he contracted leprosy from a leper in his parish, causing him to eventually become blind and deaf and to relinquish his parish duties, spending his last few years living with his sisters at home. Father Broquero died on January the 26, 1914, and his last words were, "Now, I have everything ready for the journey." He was beatified on the 14th of September 2013 and later canonized on the 16th of October 2016 by Pope Francis. Saint Jose Broquero, pray for us.